Well, I'll tell you, Reverend Roxy, why don't you rock us and roll us tonight by starting off the Inside Hour? This is Dr. Len Horowitz, but I have the privilege of inviting a very special guest on. Reverend Roxy, why don't you take it away?
Oh, ain't heard it in a long time. Ain't heard it in a long time. Sing a song of life. Sing a song of you and me. Sing a song of peace. Let's have some. Sing a song of truth. Without it, there's no proof. The condition is love. Let's have some. Never once was it mentioned. Never once did they resolve. Now their treaty's been broken. Let's make a new one. To prepare for war can only mean attack, for the one we prepare against must naturally fight back. And we say we are right, and then do it alone. While the one with the grin sits silly on the throne. That's right, yes. And it's all up to us. Now, over here in Hawaii, I want to say to everybody out there a big aloha from me to you. Yes, the Big Island venue for the live H2O.org. Yes, I have a mighty faith. I know. Over here in Hawaii, we are going to do the impossible with nothing. And Dr. Len, I have to tell you, today is Victoria's birthday. And Victoria, I saw her in the parking lot of the health food store after a grueling day of work in Hilo, and she said, I am down. We have got to take this into our own hands and create the venue for the Big Island for Hawaii and represent. So we are getting together tomorrow on Earth Day with Galen, and we're going to celebrate Earth Day, and then we are going to put the icing on this beautiful cake that has yet to be put in the oven, but we're going to get it in the oven so it's ready for June 19th through the 21st on the Big Island and all around the world. How's that?
That's awesome. Reverend Roxy Hampton, I have asked you on this program tonight because I've got some really awesome, incredibly special, very exciting news. Revelation, in fact, powerful revelation that you have played a major role in. So I'm so pleased that you're able to join us, and let's go get on with the show. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Inside Hour. I'm on tonight with Reverend Roxy Hampton, very special guest, our beloved sister from the Big Island of Hawaii, who actually came up with the dates with our beloved sister, Sativa, and Reverend Roxy came to me, and they said, you know what, Dr. Len, I think we've got really good dates for you. This was about 2 years ago. And they said, you know, we've got a date for June 19th to the 21st. And they did some praying on it. They did some mathematical analysis on it. They did some matrix analysis on it. And the reality is they looked at the destiny cards on it. And they said, wow, gee whiz, everything's lining up for the perfect weekend for June 19th to the 21st. Live H2O. Well, tonight's special broadcast is going to be totally monumental, totally historic, because we've got some extraordinary revelation that occurred just this weekend when I was in Toronto, where in a couple minutes I'm going to share with you some of the most profound and powerful revelation that you've ever heard in your life. Let me begin this show tonight by giving it up to the Creator, Heavenly Creator, as we normally do on the Inside Hour. Heavenly Creator, praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you so much for literally gifting us, we, your humble servants, with the most divine and uplifting wisdom and knowledge that shall sustain us through the difficult times to come, that we are uplifted as your righteous, that you have given us the opportunity, the foresight, the insight into your miraculous, magical kingdom of heaven that we're manifesting right here on earth as it is in heaven in these Holy Spirit-filled temples that are so filled with your beloved liquid crystal superconductor creative juice, the living water, that we praise you for the glorious blessings that you're bestowing upon us and the revelations for our definite physical salvation and spiritual evolution as we come closer and closer now, about 2 months away from the concert for the Living Water. Heavenly Creator, I ask for a special blessing and anointing for all those who have ears throughout the world, throughout Christendom, throughout all of the Judeo-Christian and Muslim religions and faiths and the people, all over everywhere. May they be fully blessed with your mercy, with your kindness, with your glory, with your communication, with your revelation for their salvation. And let tonight be an extraordinary historic event in terms of your revelation for humanity's spiritual evolution. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I want to give it up finally also tonight before we get into the heart of the matter. And the heart of the matter is 528 hertz frequency. And the heart of the matter is what's in your heart. Pumping blood, the ocean water, the sea of tranquility, this whole miraculous concept of who you are as a Holy Spirit-filled temple and how you are sustained, uplifted in every way and prospered in every way by our Creator. I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com, where you can get the best of the best in every single nutraceutical, these whole concepts of how we should literally be uplifting our Holy Spirit-filled temple naturally through the most advanced products in the industry. I want to thank our brother Medicine Wolf for giving us so many blessings. If you haven't been on YouTube yet to look at the interview, the six-part interview, DrLenHorowitz.com, or if you haven't come yet to the channel, the television channel that's going 24/7 that we're broadcasting right now over the Internet on www.love528tv.com, well, do so. Love528tv.com. You'll have six-part series of my interview with Dr. Medicine Wolf, who is our chief formulator, and praise Yah for our brother who simply wants to dedicate his whole life to not only uplifting humanity and people's health, but also bringing back the understanding of the sacred Mother Earth, and also is heavily involved with us with Live H2O Concerts for the Living Water, and we'll be with the Sedona Group. There is venues popping up every single day now. We're getting two or three people worldwide who are coming on to bring venues to the world for Live H2O Concert for the Living Water, and one of those venues is in Sedona, Arizona, run by our brother Jim Law and our sister Ambaya Martin, and they are advancing very powerfully. As a matter of fact, they just got, I understand today, confirmation from John Denver's wife that she's going to be singing and performing at the event in Sedona, Arizona. We've had numerous people coming online, Grammy Award winners, including Bill Miller, and numerous other wonderful bands. Klandykin, who our sister Reverend Roxy knows very well, do not miss their performance. And the Bolt, do not miss their performance in Los Angeles. Reverend Roxy needs to be updated. Maybe she doesn't know yet, and maybe you folks don't either. The fact is that the Long Beach, California venue has been approved by the city of Long Beach. It's going to be a huge venue. If it's going to be 50,000 to 100,000 people, it would not surprise me in the least. It's going to be fantastic, and I certainly will not miss it. Dr. Emoto will be there. I will be there. And we are giving Dr. Emoto a special blessing, a special honorary award. The People's John Lennon Award for Humanitarian Science will be going out to our brother, Dr. Masaru Emoto, on the 18th of June. So you will not want to miss these wonderful things. I want to thank Healthy World Store for bringing you the best of the best in healthcare products, equipment, nutraceuticals, everything from great homeopathics to herbal remedies to OxySilver, the most powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial in the world. I ask you to go to HealthyWorldStore.com, and every purchase that you make therein sustains us, supports us, and helps us advance the most powerful, uplifting gospel, the great news that you're going to hear about tonight. So there's a toll-free number, by the way. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. For those of you who would like to call and get a live body rather than a computer. Reverend Roxy, let me just share with you this great news that intimately involves you and your ministry and involves your sister, who has been so kind as to help us to establish this date in Destiny, the Concert for the Living Water. I was in Toronto this weekend, and I gave a Love Code seminar, musical healing celebration and revelatory session in Toronto. There was several dozen people at this very wonderful, uplifting event. It was very intimate, but it was also very wonderful, and there was a brother there that had just been involved in Bible study just the day before yesterday, in fact, and he came prepared to this program to share a revelation that blew me out and blew out everyone else and is about to blow you, my sister, out as well. If you understand the book of Revelation, I would urge you to go to Revelation 13. In Revelation 13, the name, most of the modern Bibles have named that section of the Bible the beast coming out of the sea. The beast comes out of the water. Throughout the Bible, the living water refers to your bloodstreams. People, your Holy Spirit-filled temple is 80% water. In the beginning, there was the Creator, there was the water. Even before the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible, there was the water. Even before the Word was spoken to create, let there be light, there was the water. So water is part of the triune God, and throughout the Bible, references to the water deal with references to you and your body. Now this gentleman was sitting in my audience, and he had done a search in this section of the Bible. And if you read this section, you'll get to Revelation 13:5, which says this. Let me bring that up here and have you read this specifically from the Bible. Let me see if I had it. I have it right up here.
13:5.
Here we go. Ready?
Go ahead.
I'll start right now. This is Revelation 13:1, and I'll take it through 5. And I stood upon the sand of the sea. Now, sand is essence, the minerals that come from the lava and the coral, from the sea. Your body is 20% minerals and 80% seawater. So as I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw the beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his thrones 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth was the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and his great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave the power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with the beast? And that's the question that we all have today. The global beast, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that's conducting genocide under the guise of public health and national security, and has used literally the mainstream media and the mass mind control to pull the wool over everybody's eyes, divide the sheeple from the sheeple, the people to the slaughter, directing them to the vaccinations, the intoxications, the petrochemical manipulations. And who can make war against this beast? No one. Now this revelation in 13:5, here's the next verse. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. 42 months. Now, Reverend Roxy, I know that you know that there is such a thing called the Mayan calendar. Do you happen to remember the last day in the Mayan calendar? What day that is?
I know that the day before it is the day out of time, but I'm not sure what day is. You have me over a barrel here.
All right, Reverend Roxy.
You tell me.
The last day in the Mayan calendar is December 21st, 2012.
Oh, yeah, that last day of the year. Oh, yeah, of the whole end of the calendar. You're
yeah,
right.
The whole end of the calendar. Now, if you were to take that date, December 21st, 2012, and count backwards 42 months precisely, you would come to June 21st, 2009.
Wow. Absolutely a double wow. Wow.
Wow.
And
folks,
wow.
Why that triple wow? Like, is that like the wowest wow you've heard in a while?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, what is it, The Hitchhiker to the Galaxy, they say the answer is 42, but nobody knows the question. There it is. Whoops, there
well, 4 and 2 is a 6, and that's a manifestation symbol. That's like 666 mark of the beast. They're actually symbols of spiraling down from heaven into the wholeness and the manifestation on Earth. That's why the Global Industrials, the Illuminati, and XXX, Adult Entertainment, it's a most profitable industry today in Babylon, and they use that number for manifesting. So 4 plus 2 is 6, is a very powerful manifesting number. Here in this particular verse of the Bible, dealing in the chapter that deals with the beast coming out of the sea, getting out of our bodies, and the date that Reverend Roxy Hampton set for the Concert for the Living Water was June 19th to the 21st, and it was decided 2 years ago that the 21st would be an excellent day for a spiritual blessing of the living water. Now, we're about to marry. For those of you who do not know what we're about to do to bless this planet on behalf of the Creator, who wishes to bless those with ears to hear and eyes to see, for salvation message and spiritual evolution, is that the date June 21st is the day that there will be the most unbelievably blessed prayer that the earth has ever witnessed that shall fulfill Revelation 14:1. Now, I want to read Revelation 14:1 to you right now. That verse of the Bible says the following, quote, "And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud sat one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out." I'm sorry, that's 14:14. Let me get this right.
If you're in, I think you're over there on my Mount Zion now when you get to Revelation 14. That's what makes it so incredible, Dr. Ben, is that we're all on. Remember I sent you that email and we talked about I'm marching off to Zion.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Now, our brother Zion in Hawaii is who Reverend Roxy is now working with to bring the Concert for the Living Water to bear. Forgive me, Revelation 14:1, not 14:14, says this, "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and his name, and 144,000, having his father's name written in their forehead. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters," many people, many waters, "and as the voice of great thunder. And as White Eagle Medicine Woman is going to be leading with Grandmother Drum this magnificent prayer and concert, blessing and chanting of love, where humanity marries its heart, like in the Christian theology, the bride maturing in consciousness, evolving in awareness and spiritual development to the point where we can marry the universal solvent, the living water. Christ said, I am the living water." So we're bringing humanity's heart on June 21st, Hawaii time, 3 p.m., 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock on the East Coast, and figure it out around the rest of the world, because that's what's going to happen. It's going to be worldwide. We're the people who have the name of the Creator written in their minds and understand the revelation that we've been advancing, shall gather 144,000 strong, and that's at minimum. Let me tell you, I believe that there's going to be millions. There's going to be 144,000 pure, humble servants. And by the way, if you read these the different Bibles, it'll tell you that these are, some Christians will argue, virgin men. Wrong. These are literally people, male and female, who have the love of the Creator and the love of Christ in their hearts, and they're not defiled with the Babylonian propaganda and the doctrine manipulation of the church and the blasphemies of the synagogue and all the hypocrisies of the mosque. That these are the folks of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the 12 tribes that gather 144,000 strong, 12,000 from each tribe, read your Bible, and they perform a blessing. They sing a new song. Now, let me tell you, let me read on. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, as the voice of great thunder, and that's what it's going to sound like if you're near grandmother drum. It's going to sound like thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And I want you to know, Reverend Roxy, and those of you listening, both on Mogulus Broadcasting on the Internet and on BBSRadio.com tonight, that just tonight, I sent an email to Peter Sterling, who has got a sterling, gold sterling harp, as big as they get, and plays his harp tuned to the 528 frequency. He will be one of the many performers at Live H2O in Long Beach, California on June the 20th. I asked him tonight, and I'm sure he's going to respond to the Creator's revelation and direction here, that he is going to be leading a whole group of harpists worldwide in this process. Revelation 14:3, and they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn the song but the 144,000 which were ransomed from the earth. Now, if you're ransomed, that means you paid your dues. You paid your price. And for those of you who are listening tonight, you know what it's like to have purified yourselves, to have sought with faith and trust and love our Creator's guidance through all the murk and all the mystery and all the manipulations of the populations and the deceptions that we've all bought into and attached to, when it's false gods, the god of science we attach to, the god of money we attach to. And as the economy falls, what a blessing it is that we get our values really right. So we begin to understand now that now we're going to be singing a new song. And that these, this is Revelation 14:4, these are they which were not defiled with women. And again, when you do your Bible study, it is not about women as you and I think. Women represent the hypocrisy within organized religion globally. That every single religion that Bible study will show you, and I could cite for you, there's a number of experts. I would suggest, for example, one is Jerry Higdon's Scholarly Council. Do a search on the Internet for Jerry Higdon's work on this section of the Bible, where he tells you that the word women in this sense of Revelation is referring to organized religious groups, the temples, the mosques, and the churches, and that those who are not defiled by the doctrines and the dogmas, and do not forget what Yeshua, what Jesus, our Messiah, said, he says, beware of the traditions of men and the doctrines and the dogmas that make the word, the truth, to no avail. What is word but sound? What is sound but electromagnetic frequencies? What's that? Simply mathematics. And we're advancing 528 hertz frequency mathematics, tuning our instruments to that frequency, which, according to all the revelation we've been blessed with, is the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open, because they're spiritual doors. They are doors for your salvation. They are doors for your spiritual evolution and your uplift of this great news, this great gospel. Your presence in heaven, right here manifested on earth as it is in heaven, this, in essence, this musical mathematical matrix that the physicists talk about, is in the religious world the kingdom of heaven that is right here, right now, and we're talking about it in reference to the living water in your Holy Spirit-filled temple. So these are they that which were not defiled by the churches, the synagogues, or the mosques, and traditions of men that make the truth to no avail. They were virgins in that sense. And that is who is gathering June 19th to the 21st for Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, to bring honor and glory to our Creator, to marry humanity's heart. This is the wedding. This is the wedding between those who are awake and aware and have purified themselves and have been ransomed, pulled out of her. Come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues, and wake up, that those of us who are still virgin in that sense, that we still have pure hearts, that we can now marry with full loving intention to co-create with each other and our Creator. Lasting peace on earth, world health, and universal prosperity in all ways, and that we're going to do that by singing a new song in love, 528 hertz frequency, the key to the house of David, into the universal solvent, water, using the universal language, music, to produce the universal healer, love. And that you've heard us on this program, Reverend Roxy and myself, talk about. 528 love frequency. Love being the universal healer. The Creator's prayer is a love joy prayer to create everything in the universe, including you. And that this is what we're now going to be connecting to and marrying. And this is, we walk through with this valley of the shadow of death, that we shall fear no evil because we're standing in the kingdom of heaven, which we're supposed to seek first. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all else comes unto you. Seek ye first the musical mathematical matrix that uplifts your spirituality and brings you divinity in a clear channel broadcast of love. And the only thing that you need to turn that station, that clear channel broadcast on, so that you're inspired and uplifted in your Holy Spirit-filled temple, is faith. It's real simple, folks. So you have faith in the Creator. Look at what He tells you in the Bible. He says, you have faith in me, put your faith and trust in me. And on top of that, if you're a tither, that means you have faith and trust in the way that the system works financially. The currency, the sea of green, where there's, again, nothing missing, nothing broken in the sea of green. It's this magnificent flow of living water. And so this is where this whole metaphysical understanding, this is where manifestation, mathematical, musical manifestation shall be ours. This is what Moses was told by the Creator in Exodus, where Creator said to Moses, I'm going to give you everything that openeth the matrix in all flesh, so that everything that openeth the matrix can be thine. And that was done to free the people who were enslaved. And that is today what is going on. This concert for the living water, what we're about to do, what the revelation over and over, astonishing revelation is telling us, is that we are about to release the beast that is in our own Holy Spirit-filled temples. our own body waters, releasing it from the sea and getting rid of the putrid pollution, the intoxication, not just of humanity, but our brethren, literally, the cetacea in the oceans, the dolphins and the whales. These beings have been calling to us. We have the top experts in the world that are going to be joining us for Live H2O, and they're telling us the same thing, that they commune musically, harmonically, and they communicate that way with each other. So this is the extraordinary blessing. Now, here is what you need to be concerned about. You need to have that faith and trust. You need to have that love in your heart. And you need to understand that prayer is powerful. That you are the result. You are the manifestation of divine prayer. That the Creator created you with love, joy in the Creator's heart, intending to produce another Creator, a little G, a little God. And if you remember correctly, it was gods in the Bible. It was the Elohim. The Creator said in Genesis, let us make man in our image. So it's plural. Little G's, that you've forgotten your godliness, your Holy Spirit-filled temple, and your divine presence of the Messiah within you. And now you're coming out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues, her insanity, her lunacy, and her hypocrisy, to understand the full measure of blessing that's in store for us. That, yea, we can walk through this period of 42 months. And here's the other lesson. You, as Reverend Roxy, what's your favorite saying? One of your favorite sayings? You people are going to choose in or you're going to choose out.
That's right.
And if you if you choose in, you're choosing into the kingdom of heaven. And if you choose out, you're choosing into Babylonian insanity. And for you who choose out, read the book of Revelation 14, 1, Revelation 13 and 14. You will see what is in store for you versus what's in store for those who are faithful. You will see that what's in store for you is not going to be pleasant. And you will see that the only protection... I'm sorry, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, my love.
I was saying, that's what DG said. Great is this day for all who kept faith, and dreadful for others, for that is their fate. Someone said long ago we would have to decide exactly when we would take this ride. And someone said, surely down on earth it will be a mystery, but we'll fill the earth with clues because we know even now who will win and who will lose. And truly, Dr. Len, I truly believe that 528 is the beginning of something very, very great that will just multiply as people begin to have the actual proof in their life by just joining with other voices and then listening to it back and sharing this with other people in their sphere of influence. So this is something that's not going to go away. That's why I felt like I want to be a part of this. This is to me like the epiphany of why I was born. It was to join with my brothers and sisters in one song. We can't all talk at the same time, but we certainly can all sing together one song. And there is the doable aspect of the whole idea. And then to be able to just zero in like a laser on that one frequency, giving all praise and glory to that one frequency, every bit of our delicious divine thought to that one frequency and having it honed in, it is going to be a mighty tool and a mighty medicine and healing for everybody that hears it from that moment on, you know, that moment on. It'll be something we can all go back to and be a part of and back to and share. So it's just the beginning. And I do believe that when people do look at these codes in the Bible, they see that these are not only written here, but these very same things are written in other books. There is that which God was very merciful to us. He left the clues in so many places. So that's why I think that this Love H2O and 528 is coming from so many places, because we're all bringing it. And the other thing I wanted to tell all the listeners out there is when you go to the site, there's one thing that is very true about our site. It's beautiful people coming. There's no ugly in this group. And I can tell you this. It is because like attracts like in the universe of plenty, and oh my goodness, do we have plenty of love in this here project. So I didn't mean to interrupt the flow, but I just wanted to let people know, I know, you know, let's go.
Yeah. Well, so beautifully said. Poetic, harmonic, and full of love. You know, sister, I mean, I can't even fathom how humbling and blessed this selection of you, of me, of this magnificent family that we are unifying and engaging and advancing, Concert for the Living Water. It is so profoundly humbling to see how we are written into the Bible, how the revelations that are coming about right now are the most blessed revelations in Earth's history to fulfill Yeshua, our Messiah's, every word where he said, there will come a time, and if it's not in the end times, there ain't other any time for it. There will come a time, he said, where you will do more than what I have done. And so this concept now of this Holy Spirit coming into us, that when we sing together on June 21st and pray for world peace and universal prosperity, as we then get the beast out of our bloodstreams and out of the sea of tranquility and out of everything that's poisonous, we get it out. Let it go to a place where no man dwells, and let only those who have closed hearts and have no faith, let those be the karmic subjects or objects of karma, of judgment, that they have created for themselves. And ultimately, we then shall stand in righteousness, in harmony, with 528 frequency, in love, in a protective cocoon, that we shall be, like he said, you will come a time when you will be on the earth, but no longer of it. Not only has that time come sociopolitically and ideologically, where those of us who have ears to hear and eyes to see no longer fit in this Babylonian hypocrisy. But the fact is that as we sing this blessing, as the spiritual renaissance is lifting us up, and in fact out, this is the rapture. This is the theological rapture, where our hearts and souls, our spirits, are being literally lifted out of the physical so that we could walk in this valley of the shadow of death, fulfilling Psalm 91, where David wrote, our blessed King David wrote, there will be thousands dying at your left, 1,000 dying at your left, 10,000 at your right, but if you carry the love of the Creator in your heart and sing the celebrations to our Creator, there will be protection in that. And so this house of David key, this key to the house of David, remember, what kept David safe in his battle with Goliath, what kept him safe through all those other battles, was he sang. And he sang that song that his harp was tuned to, that he healed people with. It was a frequency of the hexagonal shaped ring of the Star of David. It is the carbon 6 and the 528 frequency. Remember, 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. That's Davidian 6. That is the protection. And so, yay, we walk through this valley and we celebrate our Creator and we celebrate the revelations and we celebrate the fact that we've got a Creator who's right here, who's right now, who's not just in our spirit but in our heads and our minds and laying it out all for His people. And what a magnificent time this is to be alive. Reverend Roxy.
Glenn, I do believe we have somebody beeping us.
Oh, well, that's great. Who's coming in tonight? Who's joining us for the Inside Hour tonight?
Oh, I guess not. I must be hearing things.
Well, that's quite all right. That's quite all right. Reverend Roxy, you know, I miss you, sister. You know, what's happening with our sister, Emily?
Oh, she's in council meeting today. She's doing just fine. Of course, you know, she's constantly in prayer and constantly thinking about what she can do to make things better. Sister Emily is inquiring about what's going on with Live H2O and how she can help, so that always helps. We're in the process of trying to put our heads together here with Zion and see what we're going to come up with, or we may just have to depend upon our own resourcefulness, Lynn, to get a venue going over here. It's kind of getting down by the pub, but I have faith that we're going to pick up something. You know, I spent this weekend over at the City of Refuge in a wonderful, wonderful event that was a triumph and a victory for the Temple of Lono, which is a whole another can of worms that you all are going to have to hear about soon enough with my spending my time out there at the City of Refuge. And I was looking at this place, and I'm now inquiring as to whether or not we can get high speed down there, because we may just have to come from the City of Refuge in June and to be with the priest of the Temple of Lono, which I got an earful this weekend about what that's all about and how all of it is in the land and it's all about water. And I just think that we're going to have Polani on, who is an extraordinary human being who will be joining me on the 19th, 20th, and 21st as one of the co-hosts of the Live H2O here on the Big Island. So you got to stay tuned. We're going to pull it together because we have mighty faith over here on the Big Island that we'll overcome all the obstacles and we'll do this with nothing. Even
yes.
If it's just beg, borrow, and you know what, bring it back tomorrow technology. You know? But we're not going to let a lack of money or a lack of faith get us down. Hawaii is going to be online when the first gong or the first drum or the first utterance comes into play. We will be there, and you rest assured of that. So everybody
out
there listening, you know, just keep sending the Big Island, Hawaii, a lot of love that we can overcome all of the mainland kind of thought about we need this, we need that. What we need is cooperation. And what we need is love in our hearts to make this happen.
So well, you have our absolute prayers, and I have also some counsel for you that was given to me a couple weeks ago by one of the co-producers of Woodstock. Woodstock, 5 weeks before Woodstock, they had no venue. They had no venue. So we have 8 weeks right now. That means you've got three more weeks unless you want to beat a record for Woodstock. And
We're going to be there, Dr. Lynn. I have mighty faith. We've been planning this for 2 years. I'm not going to let it get out of my way and go past history without having been a part of it. And a lot of the people over here feel the same way. So we're just going to have to all get together here. And that's part of it, folks. I think if you were to have a lot of the other people as their venues, I'm sure Long Beach, they bit their fingernails too. It's just, ooh, but it all works out. And so that's part of the story. I think I wouldn't want it any other way. It's great, and it will demonstrate that power that we are all tapping into. So it's great. And it'll show all these people that think you have to have $50,000 to do something. That's not necessarily the case.
You bet. I want to share, folks, Reverend Roxy's talking about our sister Nadia in Long Beach area, where for weeks and weeks and weeks, other people were getting venues together, and poor Nadia was just absolute in steadfast faith that she was going to get her venue. And now she has the largest venue, and it's going to be amazing at Long Beach. And I want you to know that for Nadia, and it was such a beautiful story that she shared with me, and she shared with people on the Inside Hour several weeks ago, where she had a vision. Many of us have had some visions in regard to Concert for the Living Water. Nadia actually saw us singing a song into the oceans, and because of the song that was being sung into the oceans, all of the oceans started to radiate this magnificent yellowish-green color, which we know is the color of love. It's the color of 528 hertz frequency. So that's Nadia's story, and now she's just very, very busy, very joy-filled, advancing with a team of about, I'd say she has about two dozen very solid supporters right now, just celebrating. You know, the other day also, I want you to know that with regard to the revelation and what we're actually doing with the Concert for the Living Water, is this is not about, like, the last act. This is not the end times. Actually, right now, already, we're celebrating the after party. This is the after party. It's happened. It's already happened in the Matrix. So when Reverend Roxy, maybe you can bless us with what Dangerous George gave us. We the unwilling, go ahead.
Who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long, with so little, we will now attempt
to do the impossible.
Do the impossible with
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. We're watching miracles unfold here. And it's a privilege and a pleasure to be associated with our great Creator, who is bringing forth the most awesome modern gospel, the greatest news the planet has ever seen. We're celebrating. The rest of the world, maybe they're down and out economically and whatever else, but you know what? You know, our sisters and our brothers who are engaging this modern gospel are celebrating. Reverend Roxy, is there anything else that you want to say before we kind of wind it down for the night?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just absolutely pleased. Like I said, just want everybody out there to keep sending us energy over here in Hawaii, which is like 50 years behind the times, to be able to join the world on June 19th through the 21st, and that is our goal. I'm just happy to have been able to share what we're doing over here and to be able to talk to you, Dr. Lynn, and I look forward to speaking with you again, and I just love being on the Inside Hour, and I just have to tell you, brother, you're just one of the more inspiring people that I know when it comes to the spoken word, and that I just want to let everybody out there know that my brother, he has a good heart. It is a good heart, and everything that is happening is happening. It's happening because he let it go, and now it's in your hands, and I think that's the biggest yay anybody can have when they're looking at a project like this, is that they're able to let it go and let it be what it's going to be. And that is better than anything in the world for me. So that's kind of the way God was. It just happened, and he said, let it go. We'll see what develops. You know, we'll just see what's down the line. I know it's all good. And that's, I guess that's where we have it. Everybody that is working with this is all good. And those that are not will fall by the wayside, and they just won't be there.
Right.
But we will. We will be there.
You bet. And, you know, I want to acknowledge you. I want to thank you for that kind acknowledgement, and I want to, you know, give it right back to you, because where there was a need for counsel, for wisdom, I have always been able to turn to you. And there are very, very few people that I can turn to who have the depth of spiritual presence and divine presence and the wisdom and the articulation to share, as well as the whole scriptural Bible study. I mean, you've read everything from Quran to Old New Testament, haven't you?
Yeah, but now I'm just stuck on Genesis. I don't think there is anything more wiser than the beginning. And if we can get into the beginning, then we're on our way home. And that is why I stick with Genesis. And that's what I think Live H2O is all about. It's about the Genesis. So, yes, although I have read, I have blotted it all out, and I have gone back to the beginning, and in the beginning I have not been able to leave because it is so deep, it is so profound that it is all I need, and that is that we are here and that we have work to do. And just like God, everything is good. Everything we do is good. So that's what I carry in my heart. And so, yeah, let's just get to this thing called the beginning, which is, to me, a wonderful thing.
Yeah, you say we're going home, you know. Home is where the heart is. Mm-hmm. And the heart is in love with the Creator in 528 hertz frequency. So we're going home, back through the musical mathematical matrix and the technology of creativity to recreate ourselves in the image of divinity and literally bring our planet back to sanity. Reverend Roxy Hapton, thank you so much for being with us tonight on the Inside Hour. Love
I just
you,
want
sister.
To say hi to Don. I just want to say hi, Don, if you're listening. I miss you, and everybody stay tuned. Don't miss this man. This brother man is too deep. So thank you, Dr. Lynn. I just wanted to say hi to Don.
Sounds great. Yeah, Reverend Roxy's talking about Don Nikoloff coming up on Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Stay tuned. In 5 minutes from now, Brother Don will be on and blessing your airways. Reverend Roxy, love to everybody, okay? Hey, listen, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Tell Auntie Emily, who is our great councilwoman from the Big Island of Hawaii, 5th District, tell her that she's got to read Revelation 13:5, and she's got to count back from December 21st, 2012, and see what you, Reverend Roxy, have appointed as the day of the anointing for the living water. Maybe you're going
to
get a raise.
I like to think that the Creator tapped me on the shoulder and gave it to me. It wasn't me at all. I'm still trying to figure it all out. But I think the Creator tapped me on the shoulder for that one, you know. And I'm happy that he did, because we got to do it. So I will tell Emily this. I will tell our councilwoman this. And I'm sure it's going to blow her mind like it's blown mine.
Yeah, you bet. You know, and I think that, quite frankly, it's kind of like the mind-blowing shot that fires around the world for, you know, the march to peace. And really, if you understand what I just shared tonight, folks listening, and you understand that most of the world is made of Christians, or at least those who call themselves Christians who are not, and you got to understand that those people are going to, they know about the Mayan calendar ending, and you got to know that they got to count backwards to find out, just like Reverend Roxy said, you're going to either choose in or choose out. And there's only one way to choose in, and that's with faith and trust. And we're going to come together to release this beast out of our Holy Spirit-filled temples, the living water. And there, it's going to be 42 months of celebration after partying for those of you who have maintained that faith and trust, chosen in, not out, and we'll have to do some praying for those who are on the other side of the equation. Reverend Roxy, I love you very much.
All right. Aloha, everybody.
Aloha. Well, that's about it for the Inside Hour, folks. I want to thank again bbsradio.com. I want to thank all the folks who support us. You listeners out there are awesome people. I want to ask you to please go to healthyworldstore.com and buy a book, buy a tape, buy a DVD or a CD, buy some healthcare products from Healthy World Store. It's the finest of the finest, and they support us. And we are, by the grace of the Creator, the finest in bringing you the modern gospel, the great news, and the revelations to guide us through the darkness as we literally extinguish the music of the night with the music of the light. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Join us again next week, every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock West Coast time, midnight on the East Coast, for the Inside Hour. Online, you can get a now live video feed. In fact, go to www.love528tv.com. That's www.love528tv.com, and you can see me in glorious living color on the internet thanks to the Mogulus Broadcasting System. I'll look forward to speaking with you next week. Again, coming up, Don Nikoloff and Evident Footprints. Bye for now.